your home for high school football. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
Back here getting ready for the second half kickoff. The team's Jackson arriving right now. Tom's River South coming out of their field house will be on the field in just a moment. Couple of scores at our first score of the night from this one. Ocean leading Red Bank 14-6. That one must be close. The second half just about getting underway there. The second half is underway with Red Bank Catholic leading Manalapan 21-7. The Braves get the football, and RBC is out without one of their top players as Nick Lubisher on the sidelines in on crutches. So that is certainly a blow for the Caseys as he scored two first-half touchdowns.
And over 100 yards receiving on his three receptions, right? Eddie Hahn throwing for 190. Pretty good half. Yep. I think Eddie Hahn, one of the basically under-the-radar quarterbacks in the Shore, doesn't have to do it week in and week out like some of these other guys have to. He is a good quarterback and only a junior. He'll be the top quarterback returning next year.
Yeah, he certainly will be. So that you could probably hear the music in the background.
Big happenings around Tom's River South this weekend, right, Kev? Why don't you explain?
I don't know.
The 50th reunion, right, of the 1964 class, right?
Yeah, yes, it's the 50th reunion weekend. Somebody's asking me, that's why. It's the 50th reunion, the class of 64, and we know quite a few members of that class. Friends of ours, Ed Gratian, Joe Adelizzi,
right?
Butch Anderson, the owner of Cleese and Seaside Heights, among them.
I believe the party tonight is down at Cleese, right?
A lot of the folks are at Cleese, a lot of those classmates. I think 65 of the graduates, along and with most cases as spouses and friends, were coming.
What were they had? They had about over 300 in that
class? Yeah, it was over 300 in that class.
Dave Carell must have been around that class, right?
Dave Carell will be the
64.
Dave Carell will be a speaker tomorrow night at the dinner that they're having at the Clarion, the class, the 50-year class, and then on Sunday we'll provide a guided tour.
I may hop in on that tour. Can I come?
River High School South. Was there one? Okay. Somebody was asking me and texted me, Brad, just trying to help them out. Pick it up, Ed. I'm trying to answer someone.
How about the Middletown South Brick Memorial game? Brick Memorial has held Middletown South to 12 yards rushing, while they have picked up 127 on the ground.
Wow.
That's a pretty big differential to only have a 7-point lead. That's what would scare me. It's 14-7 Brick Memorial.
Our halftime show brought to you by the Horn Law Group. If you're going to court, then call them first for a free consultation. Located in downtown Toms River, check out their legal services at hornlawgroup.net. Want to mention, too, that our current issue, the newest issue of the Shore Sports Network Journal, is out and available at all Jersey Mike's and Super Wawa locations in Ocean and Monmouth counties, among locations. Pick it up. Some good stuff in there.
Good game going on in Mattawan, Kevin. Long Branch in Mattawan. Mattawan leads it 21-20. And Damari Willis already with 170 yards in the first half on his way to his sixth 200-yard rushing day.
Which is amazing.
It is.
That's pretty impressive.
But they trail by a point.
So the Jaguars will get it first. They will drive towards the scoreboard at Toms River South. So left to right on your radio dial. Of course, if you're not on a radio, that does you absolutely no good, but you get the idea.
Well, if you're on the internet, it's
still left to right.
On a computer, it's still left to right. By the way, I would normally say that this first touchdown could be important, but you can't say that tonight because the other team comes right back and hits a quick one right after the other team scores.
Lee and Curette back deep to receive the kick from Schiffer, whose kick once again will go shorter to bounce about the 20, and Vinny will pick it up. 30-35, and will probably be brought down about there. So the Jaguars under the direction of senior quarterback Joe DeMeo, will go on offense first. They'll mark it at the 34. We'll see Curette and Kyle Johnson at wide receiver. Brody Graham, the tight end, caught a touchdown pass in the first half. Cole Collins, normally the blocking fullback for Vinny Lee.
And unbelievably, Matt Castronova has not run a jet sweep tonight.
No running backs, empty backfield.
There it is.
Nope. DeMeo will keep it up the middle, and he's got a big gain. First down and a few more as he faked the jet sweep to Castronova, kept it himself, and DeMeo will move the chains as the ball will move towards the Jaguar 46-yard line.
Yeah, the jet sweep, you know, spread read, so important to Jackson's offense, because once you start widening out those linebackers on the outside to handle Castronova in the jet sweep, he keeps it inside the tackle. Big yardage that time. Ball near midfield already for the Jags.
Empty backfield again as Golic goes in the slot to the right. Now he'll go in motion. Jet sweep. He will take the handoff, go around the left side, brought down for a loss. Good defensive play. Todd Stuber's had himself a good football game tonight. The sophomore defensive end was not even a starter on defense a couple of weeks ago. He's been an impact player tonight.
Yeah, that was well played right there. Golic tried to get outside, but couldn't turn the corner. He
lost five on the play, Ed.
Yes, he did.
Second down and 15.
That's where that read by DeMeo comes into play, because first time he kept it and ran it inside.
Here's Curette in motion. Handoff to Golic from the tailback spot. He might get most of that five back. That's about it.
Still going to be third and more than 10. Stuber again.
And Alexander, who's coming out of the game, looks like a shoulder injury. He's got the right arm hanging down.
Could be a stinger.
Yep.
Hopefully it's not a dislocation.
Poor guy came to the sidelines. Nobody's gone over to help him.
Debbie Moranti on the opposite side, down by the 30-yard line.
Can't see him.
He's not complaining to anybody.
Oh. Low snaps. DeMeo fields it, and he's going to be, no, breaks containment. He's going to get a first down. What a job by DeMeo to get the first down and more. Bad snap on the turf, though. It took a decent bounce. He fielded it. For sure looked like he was going to be sacked. Broke a tackle, went down the left sideline in front of the Jackson bench, and picks up a big first down.
Well, those plays will kill a defense, because South added defense. But the natural talent of Joe DeMeo picks up the first down, down to the 35-yard line.
He's pretty quick, Ed.
Yes,
does not
is.
Look it, but I tell you what.
Very deceiving.
He is deceiving.
Good player.
Ryan Frazier, the center, the senior, anchoring the offensive line, number 55. In motion, Castronova. DeMeo will keep it again, fake the jet sweep, will get a nice gain up the middle. We'll get about 7 or 8 yards, and it's that threat of Castronova touching the ball, the jet sweep.
Well, sometimes you outsmart yourself on offense, you know, the coaches, because to me, I'm giving it to him at least one time. He hasn't touched it yet on that play that he's picked up, 200 yards?
Well, he's got 9 carries for 204 yards in 2 games.
And 2 of them have been jet sweep touchdowns
for
70-plus yards. I'd give it to him one time, and then maybe DeMeo keeps it.
He's going to get one before the night's over. DeMeo will get actually 8 on that, so second down and 2. Here's Golic in motion. DeMeo will keep it again. He'll have the first down and much more.
Yeah, it's exactly
deep inside South territory.
It's exactly what's happening, Kevin. Those linebackers are flying out to the perimeter and trying to think in jet sweep, and that time he faked it to Golic and kept it again wide open, a lot of room. Drive a truck through those holes.
Well, this is what the South defensive coaches did not want. Come out of the locker room. They were looking to get the ball back and get a chance to take the lead. And Jackson now on a very impressive drive. 8.5 minutes left in the third quarter. The Jaguars with a 23-21 lead. They have first and 10 at the South. We'll call it the 18-yard line. DeMeo all by himself in the backfield. Here comes Golic in motion, who gets the handoff. Test the middle, brought down from behind by Quentin DiCarlo, but still a positive gain. He'll bring it down to the 15, so they'll give him three.
I think the Indians have done a pretty good job tackle to tackle. Other than the read play by DeMeo, Vinny Lee, Golic inside, you know, between the guards there, haven't done a whole lot.
Yep, if anything's happened, it's been when they went outside.
Outside the tackles,
yep,
or around the end, yep. Or through the air.
Second down and seven. Here comes Castronova in motion, and it'll be DeMeo again. Pretty decent tackle that time. Looked like he was going to get past it. That's Odubede.
That's that play again, that read where he fakes to Castronova.
So we'll call it now a third down and three.
Four down territory here.
I agree.
In the red zone. Ball sitting on what, the 12-yard line, Kev? 11 yard line?
Yeah, let's call it the 11, Ed. Yep.
Got to go to about the 8 to get a first down.
Johnson wide right, Curette wide left. I formation this time. DeMeo. And I think he drew the Indians offsides.
Yeah, that's going to be the second offside by the Indians tonight.
Well, I'll tell you what, South has really hurt themselves with untimely penalties.
Must be given a hard count, I'm guessing. We can't hear it, obviously, from way up here.
So that will be a first down. We'll call it first down and goal. They will mark it. We want to call it the 6 or the 7. We'll call it the 7 for now. DeMeo turns.
He's in.
Hands off to Golic, I believe, and that's going to be an easy touchdown. It is Golic, his second of the night. Mike Golic. Nearly a 5.5-minute drive to start the second half for Jackson, and the Jaguars open up a bigger lead there with that touchdown drive.
29-21, looking for point number 30. The Jaguars can put up some points offensively.
Calhoun looking for the extra point. He's 3 for 3 tonight. Kick is up, and he should be 4 for 4, and he is. 6:22 left in the third quarter. Jaguars 30, Indians 21. We step out for 30 seconds. You're listening to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
Your home for high school football. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 at WOBMAM.com.
Mulberry Street on Brick Boulevard and Brick, one of New Jersey's finest Italian specialty food centers and your one stop for all your tailgating needs. Visit mulberrystreet.net.
Boy, every time I drive by, and it's quite often Mulberry Street, you always want to stop in.
Well, you got to stop in.
I do. Support
our sponsors.
I do.
All right.
Readily, but I'm saying every time is not good.
Calhoun's kick. Green will drop it. We'll pick it up at about the 10. We'll try and escape in a good open field tackle. And I believe that was Curette.
No, 34, Kev. 34,
okay.
That would be... I'll tell you in a second. Zach Lubitazzi.
Zach Lubitazzi.
Yeah, I can't let those Italian guys go by. Lubitazzi.
He probably goes to Mulberry Street.
He does.
Absolutely. He passes by. He goes in.
Hey, wait. Let me take that back. I go in quite often. It's just every time. You know, those meatballs will kill you. You know?
So it'll be the Indians' ball. They'll start it at their own 15, first down and 10, and they find themselves down 9. And again, in that position, you can only get behind a team like Jackson so far. So a key opening half possession, opening of the third quarter possession for Toms over South. Timier, Berry call signals. Sosa in motion. Berry will keep it, go around the right side, break a couple of tackles. And, oh, he was close to breaking that one, and he knows it.
Playing with a lot of pep tonight, isn't he, Timier Berry?
He is so light on his feet. He gets the first down to the 27.
I have labeled Timier Berry, he's not the best player in the Shore. He's right up there in the top 5. but he is the most exciting player.
He's the one guy, when he has the ball, everyone watches.
You better.
Berry calls signals. Will keep it himself. Fake the pitch. Breaks a tackle. Gets around the left side. And here comes a flag. That's going to be a late hit.
Well, why, Kevin? What do you think? Because maybe he hit him in the stands?
I mean, Berry landed on the track.
Past the golf cart, which is parked on the track. I would say a good 15 yards off of the sideline.
Yep.
Tymier Berry will pick up a 15-yard penalty
so
for
it
that
goes,
late hit.
So it was a 3-yard gain. That'll become an 18-yard play, and that will not please defensive coordinator Mike Smith for the Jaguars.
Move it all the way to the 48-yard line. You know, they park those carts. The referees always want the carts out of the way. And that time, it is out of the way because, like I said, it's on the track.
Yeah.
Berry almost ran into it. That's how far out of bounds he was.
Berry calls the play out. Both wide receivers wide right. In motion goes Kosh. Mm. Up the middle goes Green. He breaks a tackle. He's got a first down and more inside Jaguar territory. Finally brought down by Golic, but not before Khalil Green picks up a first down and moves the ball to the Jaguar 38-yard line. So the Indians responding with a good drive here following the Jackson touchdown.
Green playing his best game
in weeks.
Quite a while.
Offensively,
yeah.
I agree. Yes. He had a couple of big games early. In the season, and then some unproductive ones, but he's been solid tonight.
Green's offensive gains come off of Tymier Berry's threat on the outside of
no question about it. Oh, and here goes, and this is going to be another motion penalty against South, and that's about five tonight.
Yep.
Between offsides and motions, that's about five yarders. Ron Signorino Jr., the head coach, I think he's trying to plead that maybe Jackson is calling things at the line to draw him, but it's not going to work. And that will drive coaches crazy.
Yeah,
We're in game six. Those things shouldn't happen.
Yeah, and I guess you could really say that it hasn't hurt the Indians too much because those second and longs, first and long in this situation, Berry always comes up with a big play.
Well, let's see if we can
come. Makes it more difficult, that's for sure.
First and 15 following the penalty. In motion goes Kosh. Berry up the Green. He's got a broken tackle, and he's in the open field. 20, 15, 10. He's going to go into the end zone. Second long touchdown run of the night for Khalil Green.
The Indians come right back. Again, Green easily over 100 yards tonight. Pops the big one. The Indians will go for two here, Kevin, as they trail by three. 1 point doesn't do them any good right here. They'll try to make it a one-point game. They're going to go for two. That's what the card says.
It does?
Yep.
Okay. We're going to call that a 43-yard run for Green. So on his two touchdown runs, he's got 96 yards right there.
Yeah, I'm not
so as you said, Ed, well over 100 tonight.
Yeah, I'm not so sure that I wouldn't want 28 points because then a field goal gives you the lead. Yeah. But they will go for two here. There was no hesitation by the Indian staff.
Berry back to pass, and he's going to keep it himself, and he's not going to get in. Oh, now he throws it at the last minute, and it is incomplete.
Oh.
Boy, oh, boy, what a play Berry almost made. He was going down. And he threw it into the end zone, figured he had nothing to lose, attended for Isaiah Parker, but it's broken up. So it's 30-27, Jackson with 4:12 left in the third quarter. That was interesting, Ed.
Crazy game. Crazy, crazy game.
Well,
neither defense showing up tonight for either of these two teams.
So I'll ask you, as the old defensive coordinator, is this a case of bad defense or good offense?
I think it's a, I'll bail out on that and say it's a little combination of both.
I knew you would.
But you pulled the offense, Switzerland on me. I've said all along, every time we do a South game, every time I watch them play, I would not want to defense Toms River South. They are just a nightmare to try and defense because, you know what? You could have your guys right where they belong, but a kid like Tymier Berry makes plays, and he does it consistently, and he's done it for at least the last 2 years.
I'll say one thing. He is the best playmaker mm-hmm. in the Shore Conference, and nobody makes something out of nothing like he does.
Now, I will say this, that I have not seen live Demary Willis.
Demary Willis from Long Branch.
From Long Branch,
yep.
Who is on his way to a 2,000-yard year, as he will go over 200 again this week, 6 weeks in a row.
Schiffer with another knuckleball short kickoff that'll bounce around and finally be picked up by, I believe, Curette. And he'll bring it back to about the Jaguar 31-yard line.
Well,
so here are the Jaguars. You know, I'm trying to think about it. We have had punts for the game. I don't think Jackson's punted once.
They have not.
And I think South punted
twice.
Well, once was the once off the safety you're thinking of?
They had the three and out. Remember where
I do remember
Jackson got the ball on the 40-yard line?
That's the only one I remember.
Yeah. Ed. And then the safety, right.
DeMayo, empty backfield. In motion goes Castronova. And there's your jet sweep to Castronova. Berry's got it red, and he's going to bring him down for a loss, and there's going to be a flag on the play. We waited all night for Matt Castronova on the jet sweep, and so did Tymir Berry, who had it played so well at cornerback.
Yeah, they may not want this. Well, yeah, they probably would take this penalty. It'll be second and about 10, or first and about 23, because the hold was in the backfield, so they're going to repeat first down and take the what almost amounts to a 13-yard penalty.
So they'll march it back. They'll set the ball at the 19. They've got to get to the 42, Ed. So you're right. It'll be a first down and 23.
By the way, Kevin, old Indian Tom, or whatever they call him down here, had a little cramp in his left arm. They want you to go down and do the 27 push-ups.
I can get one to get him to 27 if the guy got hurt on 26. DeMayo back to pass, looks deep downfield, got a man coming across the middle. It's Curette, but he throws behind him. Incomplete coverage by Khalil Green. Second down and 23. And now the Indians, you start thinking, hey, we get a three and out. We get the good field position.
Exactly. And it looked like he was going downtown to Matt Castronova, who's streaking down the left sideline.
3:25 left in the third quarter. Jackson 30, Toms of the South 27. And it has been a terrific offensive ball game for both teams. And the Indians here trying to force a three and out and get good field position. Castronova and Curette come wide right. Two wide receivers wide left. DeMayo back to pass. Looks over the middle for Castronova. Incomplete. Coverage by the outside linebacker Mike Cutillo.
Strange here, Kevin, huh? That they've gone up top twice on first and second down here when the ground game has been working so well. I realize it was third and 23 or 22.
Second and 23.
Same spot. So
this might be the ideal spot to call the screen, throw a screen play in,
yeah.
Screen pass. So there go Johnson and Curette wide left. Castronova comes by himself to the right. Vinny Lee is the tailback. Lee's been very quiet in this second half. DeMayo turns, fakes to Lee, looks downfield. He's looking for Castronova, and he's got him for a completed pass. The defensive back never turned around, and Castronova went up by himself, caught it for a big first down inside South territory.
Well, Francis Hearn, tremendous coverage. He made one mistake. He kept the ball between him and Castronova. However, he never looked back. The ball was underthrown. Castronova saw it all the way, came back, made the leaping catch to bail the Jaguars out and put the ball on the 41-yard line.
40-yard pass play. DeMayo to Castronova, first down. Here's Castronova in motion. Handoff on the jet sweep, but no. DeMayo keeps it himself. Test the middle. He's got a first down and more. It has been the bread and butter for the Jaguars tonight is Joe DeMayo faking jet sweep and keeping the ball right up the middle.
Yeah, that's been the play of the night on the ground. That and the big pass plays for Joe DeMeo, but he has been the best player on the field tonight for the Jaguars.
Gain of 11, that's good enough for a first down. They'll put it to the Indians' 30-yard line. Oh, South was one play away from getting the ball back, and now the Jaguars are moving again. DeMeo turns, hands to Lee, breaks one tackle, but will be brought down after a relatively short game. Odubede and Berry in on the stop.
That's the play that the Indians have handled all night. That tailback lead play where Cole Collins leads it up in there, and they've done a pretty nice job of stacking that play up, stringing the running back out, and not getting in.
Gain of 2, second and 8, 1:51 left in the third quarter. 30-27, Jackson leads it. Jaguars on the move again.
Tim Santiago at Brick Memorial has put the Mustangs up 21-14. Another touchdown run from 1 yard for Tim Santiago.
DeMeo turns, hands to Lee, who's brought down right away by Jaden Koch in the backfield. That's the tackle for loss.
Yeah, Koch shot the guard center gap untouched. Almost had the handoff from DeMeo.
He sure did.
Met him at the mesh point for the 5-yard loss. So brings up another big third down play in probably four down territory again. So again, a situation here where you don't have to pick up all 13 at once. Pick up half of it.
Big third down. Curette goes wide to the right. Johnson wide to the left. Johnson wide to the right. I formation. Fakes to Lee, looks downfield, he's looking for Johnson, he's got him, he comes back, batted away by Khalil Green at the last minute. I thought Johnson had a step on Hearn, ball underthrown, thought might see the same thing we just saw, but that time Khalil Green, the safety, came over, knocked it away, fourth down and 12. Let's see what the Jags do here. I agree with Ed, they're going to probably in that position, nothing to gain by punting from the 32. You might as well go for it.
Yeah, Green had a good shot at intercepting that one. I think he regrets not pulling that one in. He did knock it down, but good shot at catching that ball.
So they'll bring the extra receiver. Castronova comes in for Collins, the fullback. He will go wide to the left. Berry will match up with him. Johnson and Curette to the right. Fourth down and 12. DeMeo rolls to the right, stops, looks. Does he have a man? Intercepted by Tyler Sosa at the 20. He'll run it down. Actually would have been better off just knocking the ball down. Cost himself some yardage, but hey, made the defensive play. We always say players, they get an interception, they're going to grab it.
Yeah, he only lost about 3 or 4 yards on that exchange on the interception. So, but a big defensive stop by Toms River South.
And Sosa, who's caught a touchdown pass, did a nice job playing that as the linebacker. Drop back in coverage. Really no receiver open for DeMeo. And the Indians finally stopped the Jaguars. That's the first time tonight Jackson was stopped on a drive.
Yeah.
Indians take over at their own 24. First down and 10 with 33 seconds left in the third quarter. So now a South, a touchdown away from regaining the lead. Berry keeps it, jukes. Oh, what a move on Johnson. He goes around the left side. First down and more, pushed out of bounds. Tymir Berry, another video highlight that leaves your head shaking.
You know, he just ran out of room. The sideline beat him that time, because if he had had maybe a yard or two more on the sideline, they weren't catching him down the left sideline. But gets him out of the hole and gets the ball to the 44-yard line.
Picks up about 20 there. 25 seconds left in the third quarter. This has turned out to be a whale of a football game. Here's Berry keeping himself again to the left. Makes one man miss. Goes back to the middle. Makes a couple of other guys miss. Turns nothing into a gain of about 6. And that will likely be the final play of the third quarter.
We need a break.
I'll tell you what.
Ron Signorino Jr. calling the troops over as the quarter about to run out.
With the football sitting right at midfield, the third quarter is in the books. Fasten your seatbelts. We've got 12 more minutes and maybe more of great high school football. Jackson leads at 30-27. We come back for the fourth quarter on the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.